5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Thursday, June 23rd, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, Uvalde. Some disturbing information coming to light now as the investigation into the massacre at Uvalde, Texas comes to light. The head of the Texas Department of Public Safety said Tuesday that Uvalde police could have stopped the massacre at Robb Elementary School within 3 minutes and called their response an abject failure. Colonel Steve McGraw, who's director of the Texas Department of Public Safety, testified before a special Texas Senate committee hearing. He said, and I quote now, "There is compelling evidence that the law enforcement response to the attack at Robb Elementary was an abject failure and antithetical to everything we've learned over the last 2 decades since the Columbine massacre. 3 minutes after the subject or suspect entered the West Building, there was a sufficient number of armed officers wearing body armor to isolate, distract, and neutralize the subject. The only thing stopping a hallway of dedicated officers from entering room 111 and 112 was the on-scene commander, who decided to place the lives of officers before the lives of children," end quote. Daily Wire reported that surveillance footage shows that police never tried to open a door to the two classrooms at Robb Elementary School in the 77 minutes between the time a gunman entered the rooms and massacred 21 people, and officers finally breached the door and killed him. You'll see in the photo behind me here, taken from a security camera at Robb Elementary, the timestamp shows that officers with a shield and wearing body armor were in the hallway at 11:52 a.m. It was another hour before they neutralized the shooter. San Antonio Express News reported, noting that the information came from a law enforcement official who was involved in investigating the response. Quote, "Investigators believe the 18-year-old gunman who killed 19 children and 2 teachers on May 24th could not have locked the door to the connected classrooms from the inside," end quote. So the story that they had to wait for a key, not true. The on-scene commander, Pete Arredondo, chief of the Uvalde School District Police, has a lot to answer for. Topic number 4, pro-life Neanderthals. That's how we're being characterized by New York Governor Kathy Hochul, criticizing pro-life Americans as Neanderthals after nearly 30 pro-life pregnancy centers have been attacked across the country. And I'm not trying to slam one particular political candidate, but at this point, when you see comments like this coming from her, you just have to wonder, did you ever think you'd find a day when you started to miss Andrew Cuomo? Governor Hochul made the comment last week as she signed legislation to immediately, and I'm quoting now, immediately protect the rights of patients and empower reproductive health care providers in anticipation of a final decision by the Supreme Court on abortion access, end quote. That's from her office's press release. Notice how reproductive health care is a dog whistle. See, we can do that too. It's a dog whistle that actually means killing unborn children. Continuing with her press release now, "This is the United States of America where freedom and liberty are supposed to mean something." Hochul said this in her speech, actually. "It's the rock upon which we were founded. It's supposed to mean something, except in the eyes of some Neanderthals who say women are not entitled to those rights," end quote. This is the nature of the spiritual war in which we are engaged. Governor Hochul is not the problem. She's just a symptom. Again, remember, we wrestle not against human opponents, flesh and blood, principalities, powers, cosmic rulers over this present darkness who want to continue this assembly line sacrifice of children, a practice that's been ongoing in this world, well, since the time of the Neanderthals. I mean, the only real difference between us and them is that there's good evidence that the Neanderthals, at least some of them, were cannibals. But considering the type of experimentation done on the organs of aborted babies, and embryonic stem cell research, which requires the termination of a developing fetus, I'm not sure we just have made the practice a little more scientific than our Neanderthal ancestors. Topic number 3, training up children. Supreme Court on Tuesday said states must include religious institutions in school voucher programs. This is an important victory for school choice advocates. The decision was 6-3 along the conservative liberal lines. The court ruled that authorities in Maine violate the First Amendment by excluding religious schools from a program that offers tuition assistance for students to attend private schools. Chief Justice John Roberts delivered the majority opinion over dissents from Justices Stephen Breyer and Sonia Sotomayor. The decision, the biggest victory to date for the school choice movement in the Supreme Court. The ruling may lead to a historic expansion of public aid to families who favor religious education. Now, in Maine, about half of the public school districts don't operate their own high schools, and so parents have to send their children to a private school. But until Tuesday's decision, the state of Maine had only allowed them to use the their vouchers for non-religious schools, sending them to another public school district, in effect. But we're living in a time now where families are fleeing the public school system in droves. About 1.2 million students left the public school system since the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic. Parents looking in on Zoom instruction, discovering how their children are being indoctrinated, are now pulling them out, and the number of homeschooling families has skyrocketed, especially among the African-American community. Well, teachers' unions and the National School Board Association warned that this loss for Maine could embolden religious extremists across the country. You see, only qualified union teachers should be allowed to indoctrinate our children. No. The Bible tells us very clearly, mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, we are supposed to train up our children in the way they should go. And that can happen even if they're attending a public school, but it means you have to spend some time after school with them kind of countering the indoctrination and paying very close attention to what they are being taught in those school settings. Topic number two, the Pope resigning. We talked about this when it first hit the news a few weeks ago, when it was still a rumor circulating inside of Rome, but I've gotten a few emails about it this week since the corporate media is now finally paying attention. So we'll touch on this again. Catholics all over the world watching closely to see whether Pope Francis is preparing to step down. Now, Francis has generated this speculation after postponing a trip to Africa and announcing an unusual meeting of cardinals for later this summer. This is according to the Daily Mail in the UK. Pope Francis is 85 years old. He's confined to a wheelchair now because of pain in his left knee. Robert Mickens, who's the editor of the English language version of La Croix, a Catholic daily newspaper, stated, quote, "It's very odd to have a consistory in August. There's no reason that he needs to call this event 3 months in advance and then go to L'Aquila," I hope I pronounced that right, looked it up yesterday, it's a city in Italy, in the middle of it. So now, the Pope has not officially announced he's planning to resign. His scheduled appearance at this feast is significant because it was founded by Pope Celestine V, who abdicated in 1294. And until Pope Benedict stepped down, Celestine had been the last pope to resign in office rather than dying as Pope. Coming up, crowdsourcing guns for Ukraine. Or not. That's next on 5 and 10.
There exists an ancient prophecy about a great burning mountain that falls from the sky, bringing devastation to the world. And the signs of its coming have now appeared. Skywatch TV is proud to present the Ragnarok Blockbuster Bundle. When you order Josh Peck's new documentary film, Ragnarok, Humanity's Last Stand, from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive the never-before-seen exclusive DVD content, Ragnarok, Destruction Unveiled, and Ragnarok, Mountains of Judgment. In the new documentary film, Ragnarok, Humanity's Last Stand, visionary filmmaker Josh Peck takes you on a journey through the ancient prophecy from the Book of Revelation about a burning mountain that falls from the sky, bringing devastation to the world, and what scientists and NASA have to say about it. In this explosive documentary film, you will learn how the Wormwood Prophecy connects to our modern age, whether the coming asteroid Apophis could be the harbinger of destruction, the science, history, and prophecies surrounding asteroid impact, Dr. Thomas Horn's full end times vision of destruction, what NASA is saying about Apophis, and what we can do about this threat. You'll also receive the behind the scenes interview, Ragnarok, Destruction Unveiled, where Skywatch TV's own Drew Graffia sits down with visionary filmmaker Josh Peck to talk about his filmmaking process, what goes into a project of this magnitude, what his initial reaction to Dr. Thomas Horn's end times vision was, and what it is like to handle such apocalyptic material. But that's not all. We're also including the never-before-seen content entitled Ragnarok, Mountains of Judgment, where you will take a deep dive into the prophecy and science behind asteroids and how this relates to the coming space rock named after the Egyptian god of chaos, Apophis. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $75. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So uncover the prophecies of destruction and learn the mysteries of the last days. This collection is available only through Skywatch TV, so don't delay. The Ragnarok Blockbuster Bundle, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Topic number one today, raising, well, guns for Ukraine. At least that's how the Miami Police Department promoted their gun buyback program. They held this over the weekend, told the public it was a sort of fundraiser or a gun raiser for Ukraine. Miami police said they would buy your guns off of you and then send them over to Ukraine so they could be used for good purposes, like fighting Russians. See, armed Americans, that's a bad thing. Armed Ukrainians, that's a good thing. There's only one problem with this scheme. It doesn't appear to be entirely thought through, shall we say. The Washington Post reported on this, and down about 10 paragraphs into the story, you read that it's unclear how the Miami Police Department plans to get the weapons to Ukraine. Earlier this month, the Miami City Commission approved a resolution directing the city manager to take any and all action to ensure that weapons received through the city's gun buyback program are directed to Ukraine for the defense and liberation of the Ukrainian people against the Russian invader, end quote. But under Florida law, any weapon left in the hands of a state official must be handed over to the sheriff, who can use it, loan it to other departments in the state, destroy it, or sell it to benefit a state fund. The law does not say anything about sending them overseas to be used in a foreign war. State officials, not usually allowed to send weapons overseas. There are a number of international guidelines as far as trafficking in arms. Just a small little detail that seems to have been overlooked, perhaps. And then there's this. Ukraine really not interested in getting secondhand weapons, especially the ones that look like this. They want Javelin missiles, anti-tank weaponry, sophisticated weaponry that will help even the odds against Russia. Homemade things like this, you know, secondhand shotguns, not really helping much. You know, it's almost as though this was just intended to take guns out of the hands of American citizens. I wonder. Actually, I don't wonder at all. It seems like that was, in fact, the real purpose. Play on the sympathies of liberal Miamians and get their guns. Well, Skywatch TV's unveiling virtual conference continues through August 13th. Just a reminder, you can take advantage of the 24 cutting-edge presentations, plus get access to all 5 of Skywatch Films' documentaries. The previously released ones, of course, we'll tell you about the new one coming up in just a moment, but this includes the 2 that were winners at the Telly Awards competitions. Silent Cry, The Darker Side of Trafficking, which won a gold Telly, only 1 of 5 films last year out of 13,000 entries to be awarded, and Inhuman, The Next and Final Phase of Man is here. You get instant access to those 5, plus the 24 presentations, all in full HD, instant access through August 13th. You can sign up now at defenderconference.com. We'll be going back to the Holy Land next spring. The Skywatch TV Israel Tour, March 19th through 30th of 2023. Just heard from a group of 10 in Washington State interested in going this week, so we hope we see them next spring in the Holy Land, and we hope we see you too. This will be a unique tour as we will visit archaeological sites not on the usual tours as we go through Judea and Samaria, the world calls the West Bank, but 80% of the Bible's history is there, so you can't avoid the West Bank and really get a complete tour of Israel. I mean, you miss Bethel, you miss Shiloh, you miss Joshua's altar, and we will go to those places, plus Jerusalem, including the Temple Mount. the tunnels underneath the Western Wall. We will worship on the Sea of Galilee, and I will explain to you why Jesus walking on the water is even more spiritually significant than we realize. And we'll also see some really fascinating stuff like Gilgal Rephaim, the Wheel of the Giants on the Golan Heights, a massive monument to the cult of the dead, according to the archaeologist who's excavated there. We're trying to arrange to meet him, too. So, it's nice that our tour company, Lipkin Tours, Aaron and Eddie Lipkin, are both fans of archaeology. So find out more. The sample itinerary is online and a place for you to reserve your spot as well at skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com. Asteroid Apophis, is it the biblical wormwood? And if so, if this is, in fact, the trumpet that leads to wormwood hitting the ocean, is it an incoming asteroid, or is it a supernatural entity? The Bible and some extra-biblical texts, like the book of 1 Enoch, speak of stones of fire and burning mountains that are, in fact, angels. That's part of this week's program, as we're in the middle of a four-week special investigative series about Josh Peck's new documentary, Ragnarok, Humanity's Final Stand, or Last Stand. Tom Horn, Ryan Peterson, among the speakers on this. I get a cameo role as well. Don't miss it. This is a fascinating, fascinating film. Our broadcast schedule for the over-the-air programs posted at skywatchtv.com/channels, but you can access the program now and all of our archives at skywatchtv.com. If you've got Roku or Apple TV, all of the programs are there as well, or you can download our free mobile app. It's available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire tablets. Get you all of our phones and tablets, get you all of our video content, plus a calendar of upcoming events and news updated three times a week, and the kind of stories that the mainstream media would just as soon you not see. So take advantage of our free mobile app. We have links to the app stores at skywatchtv.com, and you'll find the link in the top menu bar at the website. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.